everyone. So my testimony. Growing up, I was brought up in a Catholic family and we had to go to church. So every Sunday we'd go to church. And for me, my first experience of God was really that God was someone very distant, very remote, and someone that I couldn't relate to. And that was really how I saw God. I became a punk at the age of about 13, sort of got into a lot of trouble at school. And by the age of sort of 16 or 17, I got quite heavily involved in the occult. And really what that did, that opened my life up to a lot of fear, a lot of depression. And it really, my life just spiraled down and down and down. Till really I was in sort of the depths of despair. And I felt like at 18, like my life was over. I felt very much like I didn't really have much of a life, or that there was no prospects or no hope. I ended up moving into a bedsit flat in the west end of Newcastle. And I sort of thought that if I moved into this flat, I would have some freedom. I could do whatever I wanted. There was no parents watching me. I could do whatever. And I did that. And all that did was leave me further down into this just pit of despair, really. It was around about the same time that I started working in a hospital in Newcastle. I got a job as a nurse's assistant in an operating theatre. And it was there that I met my first Christian. She was about the same age as me. And I was really surprised at how normal she was, because I kind of thought she would be really weird. Anyone under the age of 80 that was a Christian, I just thought would be a freak. And she was just really normal. And I'd keep inviting her to parties and she'd sort of say, oh, no, I'm going to church. And I remember thinking, like, that must be a really, really good church, because you're turning down coming to a party and having fun to go to church. And we became really good friends. But for me, everything sort of accumulated in this one day when I was at work and we had a security guard brought into the hospital because he'd been shot at point-blank range in his head. He'd been... there'd been an armed robbery and he'd been shot. And I remember him being brought into the theatre and everyone was sort of dealing with him and putting him back together. And it just really, really shocked me, because I just thought, how can someone be alive one minute and how can you be dead the next? Like, what's happened to him? How can you exist one minute and then you've gone the next? And I just couldn't understand where this guy had gone, what had happened. And it just upset me so much. I went back to my flat that night, and we'd been given a little Gideon's Bible when we started at the hospital. And somehow that Gideon's Bible just found its way into my hand. I have no idea how, but I started looking in the front, and it had where to look up if you feel depressed, if you feel suicidal, all these scriptures to look up. And I just started flicking through this Bible. And the words just jumped out at me. They literally, just all these verses leapt out at me. And I was just amazed at how relevant they were, at how much it wasn't old-fashioned. It was actually up to date. And it was speaking to me about issues that were important to me at this time. And every night I would just come in from work and I would just pick up this Bible and I'd just start reading it. And this one night I read Revelation 3:20. And it's where Jesus says, here I am, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with him and he with me. And I just had this picture, I just saw this picture of Jesus outside the bedsit. I was sat on my bed and there was the outline of Jesus outside the door of my flat. And he was knocking on the door. And I knew that the flat was my life and I knew that my heart was the door that he was knocking on. I knew that Jesus was outside. And I had to do something. I had to make a choice as to whether I was going to let him in or not. And I closed my eyes and I looked down. And I just remember seeing a crossroads. And it was God's. There was two crossroads. It was one going that way. And that had my name on it. It said Pippa's Way. And a totally the opposite direction. And that was Jesus. It was pointing the opposite way. And I just remember, just like I say, just closing my eyes and just thinking, you know what, God, I've made an absolute mess of my life. I want you to come in. And I just made that choice just to accept Jesus, to get him to come into my life. And you know what? He did, and he changed my life. And we've just sang that song about him taking our chaos and making it into order. And that's what he did in my life. And I just want to encourage anyone who hasn't made that choice yet, who hasn't made that decision, just to make it. Just to make it for God, because he loves you and he is so worth it. And he will put so much order and healing and restoration in your life.